Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey Brainstuff, it's Christian Sager here. So, evolution takes time, but just how much time it takes is the issue. How long, for instance, did it take theropod dinosaurs to evolve into modern birds? Tens, if not hundreds of millions of years. But since the turn of the last century, when American biologist Herman Bumpus noticed that individual sparrows in a population became larger as the result of one huge snowstorm, scientists have been observing instances of short bursts of evolutionary progress over a significantly brief period of time. Definitive instances of rapid evolution are tough to come by, though, even in these days of advanced genetic testing. But a recent study published in the journal Science finds that over the course of just a few months, green anole lizards living in the area of the Mexico-Texas border evolved a rapid genetic tolerance to cold weather after an unusually frigid winter. Green anoles are warm weather reptiles that evolved on the Caribbean island of Cuba. They found their way to the mainland long ago, but a prolonged and extreme cold snap can really put the hurt on a population of anoles. The winter of 2013 did just that. Before that year's famed polar vortex hit, however, the research team collected anoles in August to find out just how cold one of these lizards could get before its motor function was compromised. Specifically, that is, when it couldn't right itself when it was knocked over. They collected anoles from five different sites across Texas and found that when gradually cooled in a chamber in the lab, the individuals from the southernmost site became uncoordinated at around 52 degrees Fahrenheit or 11 degrees Celsius. But the ones collected from the northernmost site became unable to right themselves at around 43 degrees Fahrenheit or 6 degrees Celsius. Because the scientists already had genetic samples from the lizards in the first study, when a few months later temperatures plummeted to lows that hadn't been seen in 15 years, the researchers went out and collected some of the surviving lizards from all 5 sites. They placed them in the same cooling chambers and found the southernmost anoles exhibited much more cold resistance than the ones that had been collected back in the summer. They could now stand strong in the face of 43 degrees Fahrenheit or 6 degrees Celsius. RNA sequencing before and after the cold front also revealed significant differences between individuals from the southern genomic regions before and after the weather event. By the way, did you know that anoles living in urban areas have stickier feet than their country cousins? Apparently, it's an evolutionary adaptation to having to cling to glass and metal. Now I want to be bitten by a radioactive anole so I can crawl walls with them. Today's episode was written by Jesslyn Shields and produced by Dylan Fagan. For more on this and other topics, please visit us at HowStuffWorks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.